It's 7:36 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And with the big Independence Day coming up, they're looking at the travel and what's going on there. And, of course, AAA is making predictions about what kind of travel we can see. And with us this morning from AAA Kansas, Sean Stewart. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
So what does it look like? Now, is this as holidays rank, 4th of July travel-wise, or is it coming there, 2nd or 3rd? It can't be tops, can it?
Yeah, July 4th, in terms of the summer holidays, July 4th is typically the highest travel volume, and followed by Memorial Day, and then Labor Day is usually less so, just because a lot of the kids are back in school and summer vacations are wrapped up. So, July 4th is usually a pretty busy holiday because it's right in the middle of summer. Lots of family vacations going on around this time, and we're looking at about 72.2 million Americans will be traveling in some form or fashion over the holiday week.
Would you say that, does that mean people who are traveling, you're looking at people traveling over 50 miles from home?
Yes.
You
correct,
usually make
correct.
That qualifier. I figure that's what it is.
Yeah, exactly. That's usually our qualifier, and that includes all forms of transportation. Most people, about 85%, drive to their destination, and then, certainly people take flights and then other forms of transportation, including going on cruises, taking train trips, that sort of thing.
Okay, so that's nationwide, 72.2. Yeah. What's the volume look like here in Kansas then for the week?
Here in Kansas, we're looking about 692,000 Kansans will be traveling. About 585,000 or 85% or so will be driving to their destination. And that's a 1.2% increase from last year. About 27,000 or so Kansans will be taking to the skies to fly to their destination this holiday week, and that's down slightly, about 0.6%.
What are they going to find at the gas pump if they're going by the highway by driving?
Yeah, gas prices are looking good at this time of year. We're at $2.91 average across Kansas. That's about 17 cents less than where we were a year ago. We're about 30 cents less than the national average, which is $3.22. And that puts Kansas at the 10th cheapest average gas price in the country. So generally, if you're traveling in the state or anywhere sort of south and southeast of Kansas, that's where you'll see the lowest gas prices in the nation.
Over the past few years, you and I have done this. We've done several interviews. It seems like gasoline prices in Kansas have been a pretty good bargain over the past 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. We're fortunate. Usually Kansas is in the top 10 in terms of lowest gas prices in the nation. Varies a little bit here and there, but generally in the top 10. So that's the case now. And we're lucky to have plentiful supplies of gas, refineries fairly close by, and several of them. So that's part of the package that we get being located where we are.
Of course, AAA is an auto club, and your members want the protection of when they break down, you come out and help them. Talk about that for just a little bit. Here in Kansas, how many people did you help last 4th? How many do you think you'll help this 4th on the roads?
Yeah, overall, last summer, I don't have the exact holiday numbers, but overall throughout the summer, so June, July, and August last year, just in Kansas, we responded to nearly 21,000 calls for roadside service. So it's just a good reminder, especially during the heat of the summer, to make sure that you get your car in, get it serviced, make sure you're keeping up on your oil changes, check your battery. A lot of people don't think of batteries except in the really cold weather, but we see that as one of our top issues in terms of breakdowns. Tires are another issue that we see a lot of flat tires and blowouts throughout the summer. So make sure that your tires are properly aired up, not overinflated in the heat. And make sure that they have good tread on them so you don't have to spend part of your holiday weekend stuck on the side of the road.
21,000 service calls in Kansas. What was the number one complaint, the biggest problem there?
Yeah, it's usually tires and batteries.
Tires and batteries.
Are
okay.
Among our top calls every year.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us as always, and have a safe and sane Fourth. Watch out for those sparklers that can get awful hot. Okay, Sean?
Thanks so much.
Sean Stewart from AAA Kansas talking about what kind of traveling we might see next week across the U.S. and across, well, here in Kansas. 7:41 now, Steve and Ted. And coming up here, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update this morning. A downtown Wichita building is going to be renovated. We'll hear about that with Kirk Seminoff from the Wichita Business Journal. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Downtown Wichita building to be renovated. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. There has always been a third floor to the Kansas Leadership Center at 325 East Douglas, but for 15 years, the KLC has left it unfinished and mostly unused. That will change, however, with an upcoming project to build out the floor to accommodate a staff that's doubled over the years. $1.6 million plans filed with the City County Building and Construction Department call for additional office and classroom space to conference rooms, virtual meeting rooms, and collaboration and lounge space. The nonprofit's project is expected to be completed by early 26. The KLC's parent organization next door, the Kansas Health Foundation, recently underwent an improvement project of its own. The job market right now is much tougher than it has been the past 3 or 4 years, but there's one job benefit that is becoming more popular among employers: pet insurance. A nationwide survey shows job postings that included an offer of pet insurance have more than doubled since 2022 to an all-time high of 18.3% nationwide. The CEO of one employee benefits firm says for many younger members of the workforce, pet insurance can be as important or more important than the employee's own health insurance. A second survey said that of employees who have set aside money for pet care, two-thirds are between ages 18 and 35, so all hail our important four-footed friends. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
So when Fido goes in to get his nails trimmed, your insurance will pay for that, your company insurance, huh?
I'm not sure if a nail trim would qualify under insurance, but yes, I a lot of, you know, preventative care can be insurance.
Yeah. I wonder what the deductible is at the copay.
I have not looked into details, although I probably should have over the years.
You know, I think I can't speak for everybody, but I would think in terms of working for a company, if a company were more concerned about helping you with your daycare for your child, it would be more important than the dog, you know. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just an insensitive old guy, right? I'm just a miserable
Aren't
old
we
man
all?
Who can't understand insurance for a poodle or a little kitty cat, right?
Ted, love your poodles and kitty cats, don't you?
Oh, sure. Ted, do you have any insurance for your cats?
I do not.
Oh, well, you see, you're skating.
Concentrating on the daily feeding and watering.
You're skating on thin ice. Anything can happen.
I know.
Could be a catastrophe.
Those two could rebel at any moment.
Yeah. One of them could run outside, get hit by a car, and then where are you?
They don't want to go outside.
Man, you could be financially devastated by something like
that.
Well,
let's hope not.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't been to the vet for a while, but I'm sure they're getting their money's worth. All right, Kirk, everything doing okay for you today? Everything to snuff?
Yes.
Okay.
We have an event today at the Business Journal. It's called Unsung Heroes. We recognize people within companies who aren't always thought of as the most important people, but they're the kind of the glue of the organization, the people who get things done, and you couldn't do without them in your business. So yeah. We recognize those folks today.
Okay, I think Cindy from our shop is going to be one of them.
That's right.
Cindy Tyler,
yeah. Right?
Yeah. So is there a stipend with that, several thousand dollars, something like that, or not?
You'll have to talk to Tony Dusing about that.
Yeah. I got an idea. All right. Well, hey, yeah, congratulations to those unsung heroes.
Yeah.
This is a good deal.